Secure, secure, secure. Calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script, either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS for Sunday the 3rd of October 2021. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB convention on the 9th of October. IOTA contest 2021 logs now online. New club online exam booking system. The RSGB online convention takes place on Saturday the 9th of October. There'll be two live streams of talks available on the day with question and answer sessions at the end of each talk. After the event, the RSGB YouTube channel, you can view the lectures on that as many times as you wish. You can read about the talks in the two streams on the RSGB website. Whether you're new to amateur radio or you've been enjoying it for years, do put the 9th of October in your diary. The logs for the IOTA Contest 2021 Island stations have been added to the IOTA database and are available for QSO matching. Record holders who have made IOTA contacts in an IOTA contest after 2003 can claim credit for them without submitting QSLs, provided the contact details match. Go to iota-world.org. Once you've logged in, go to the My IOTA tab and select Add Contest QSOs. Now that COVID-related restrictions are ending, from Wednesday the 6th of October, clubs will be able to start booking online exams for groups of candidates using a new club online booking system. From the 1st of November, clubs will be able to start booking paper-based exams as well. All bookings must be made online. The RSGB expects to phase out paper exams in the future, except where candidates have specific additional needs. Further details will be available in the coming weeks, but you can see the full details on the RSGB website and searching for examination announcements. Amateur Radio on the International Space Station is a cooperative venture of international amateur radio societies and the space centres, agencies that support the International Space Station. The primary goal is to promote exploration of science, technology, engineering and mathematics topics by organising scheduled contacts via amateur radio between crew members and aboard the ISS and students. Before and during these radio contacts, students, teachers, parents and communities learn about space, space technologies and amateur radio. The ARIS Europe Board election has taken place and Kieran Morgan, M0XTD, has been elected as the technical councillor. From the 18th of November, the new Ofcom EMF regulations require compliance checking for all stations operating at above 110 megs. RSGB EMF news page contains links to the requirements, as well as tools and advice to help radio amateurs comply. Two new items have been added to the website, including a new version of the calculator that incorporates specific advice on VHF beams to help you show compliance. If you've already completed your checks using version 10A of the calculator, then they remain valid. However, the new version has additional guidance and may make compliance easier to demonstrate. For more, go to the EMF pages on the RSGB website. Following a meeting of the RSGB Exam Standard Committee, of which Ofcom was represented, the current mandatory foundation practical requirements are, with immediate effect, permanently removed. If clubs want to retain a practical element of training to support the learning of the candidates, either as demonstrations or hands-on, they're strongly encouraged to do so. Full details on the RSGB website, just search for examination announcements. On the 10th of October, the Northern Californian DX Club will celebrate its 75th anniversary. An HF special event will take place on the 9th and 10th. Using their call sign W6TI, they will operate SSB, CW and FT8 on 15, 17, 20 and 40 metre bands. Activity will be between 1600 and 2359 UTC each day. A special QSL card will be available upon request. QSL details at W6TI on qrz.com. The September issue of Radcom Basics is now available for RSGB members. It covers a range of topics including how to enter a contest, building your own hotspot, and a look at qrz.com and logbook of the world. You can subscribe to receive emails for future issues of at the RSGB site, looking for radcom-basics. Details of rallies and events before travelling, do check that there are no alterations or cancellations. Today, the 3rd of October, the Welsh Radio Rally is cancelled as previously publicised. Stirling and District ARS is holding an open day extravaganza today, the 3rd, at their shack. Visitors will be able to operate from 11 a.m. The day includes a midday barbecue and there will be a boot sale in the grounds with pitches that are available at £10. At 2 p.m. there will be a talk by Gavin Nesbitt on how to improve your QSO count and VHF and above. An ARDF competition will take place around the estate in the afternoon. The club is located at Unit 68, Bandeath Industrial Estate, Throsk in Stirling, FK77NP. The second part of the VATC convention for amateur TV will take place on the 16th of October. It'll be a day of free online talks about amateur television. Just search for VATC CAT21 and follow the link for the live stream. Essex CW Amateur Radio Club will hold a CW boot camp on the 16th of October in Witham. You can find out more by searching on the internet for Essex CW ARC and clicking their boot camp link. On the 17th of October, the Hornsey Amateur Radio Rally is due to be held at Driffield Showground, YO253AE. Doors open 10 a.m, parking free, admission £2. There'll be trade stands, a bring and buy and a car boot area. Catering will be available on site. Also on the 17th, a Hack Green radio surplus hangar sale will be held at the Hack Green secret nuclear bunker in Nantwich. Doors open 10 a.m. There'll be equipment, components and amateur radio gear on sale. The Gala Shields rally, scheduled to take place on the 24th, is cancelled. Now for the DX News, Rich WA5LFD will operate portable from North Padre Island, IOTA reference NA092, until the 30th of November. His bands of interest are 6 and 2 metres, but he'll also be on 80 to 10 metre bands, QSL preferably via Logbook of the World. One of the many stations celebrating a 60th anniversary of the Antarctic Treaty System is Tamas HA6LT. He'll be active as HA60ANT until the 31st of December. Listen out for other stations with ANT in the special event call sign. Ken K4ZW is operating as EY8 stroke call sign until the 7th of October, while on a work assignment in QSL to home call sign. Passy OH3WS will be operating as OJ0WS from the 3rd to the 9th of October. Activity will be on the HF bands on 160 metres using CW only, QSL to his home call sign. And that name I couldn't pronounce is Tajikistan. That's about Ken and K4ZW I read a moment ago. Now the special event news. From the 6th of October through to the 2nd of November, West of Scotland ARS will be running Special Information Station GB4GDS, celebrating 90 years of the Guide Dog Association. More about the station at www.wosars.club. Now for contest news, when operating contests, keep yourself and fellow amateurs safe by following the relevant recommendations. This weekend there are two higher frequency contests. They have the same exchange of signal report, serial number and locator, 432 MHz to 245 GHz contest runs for 24 hours, ending at 1400 UTC today, the 3rd. The IARU 432 megs to 245 gigs contest runs for the same period. The 24-hour Oceania DXSSB contest ends at 0800 UTC today, the 3rd. Using the contest bands between 1.8 and 28 megs, the exchange of signal report and serial number. There are multiple categories to enter, and there are new trophies this year for female operators, both in and outside Oceania. More at OceaniaDXContest.com. The Worktall Britain DX contest will take place today, Sunday the 3rd of October, 0500 to 2300 UTC. There'll be a multiplier point for every DXCC country worked, as well as for each WAB square. Contacts can be made on the 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands. Full rules on the web website, and entries must be with the contest manager by the 13th of the month. The DX contest runs from 0500 to 2300 UTC today. CW and SSB on the contest bands between 3.5 and 28 megs. The exchange's signal report and serial number. Monday, the CW leg of the 80-meter autumn series runs 1900 to 2030 UTC. Exchange's signal report and serial number. Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest takes place 1800 to 1855 UTC. It's followed by the all-mode UK activity contest 1900 to 2130 UTC, exchange for both signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday, IRTS 80-metre evening counties contest 1900 to 2000 UTC, CWSSB exchange is serial number, is signal report and serial number. Note that EI and GI operators send their county code. The 144 megs FT8 activity contest takes place on Wednesday between 1900 and 2100 UTC. The exchange is signal report and your four-character locator. The UK EI Contest Club 80-metre contest runs 2000 and 2100 UTC on Wednesday using SSB exchange as your six-character locator. Next weekend, the Oceania DXCW contest runs for 24 hours, enter to 800 UTC on the 10th. Using the contest bands between 1.8 and 28 megs, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Next Sunday, the 10th, is the UK Microwave Group's 122 to 248 gigs contest. Running from 0900 to 1700 UTC, it uses all modes. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report. Life is starting to get a bit more interesting in terms of the sun and HF propagation, they write. This week, we've seen more sunspots, a coronal mass ejection and some minor solar flares, so the sun is definitely waking up. The solar flux index passed 100 on Thursday, reaching 102. This is high enough to allow 10 metres to open up, which no doubt is helped by the move into autumn HF conditions as well. There have been widespread reports that 10 metres is becoming more active, especially on FT8, so don't miss out on any choice DX that's around. Argentina and Brazil have both appeared on FT8 in the afternoons. Robert 3B9FR on Rodriguez Island has been worked on 10 metres CW. SSB is seeing some activity as well, with Gary G0FWX reporting on the 10 metre UK Net Facebook group that he worked ZT1T and ZS1F in South Africa. As we've said before, now is a good time for north-south paths to open up on HF, so make the most of them. PropQuest shows that 15 metres and 12 metres are now often opening reliably during daylight hours, so make the most of all the higher HF bands, that is 15, 12 and 10 metres. Predicting what will happen next week is tricky. NOAA places the SFI in the high 70s, but this could easily be exceeded if this current crop of sunspots continues. NOAA also predicts unsettled geomagnetic conditions on the 5th, when the KP index could rise to 4. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are also forecast for this weekend. As always, solar flares could temporarily shut down HF at any time during daylight hours and are hard to predict, and any associated CME could cause problems on HF, perhaps 2 to 3 days later. Now for VHF and up, unsettled weather at this time of year is typical, often due to migration south of the jet stream across the Atlantic and into Western Europe. This brings deep lows and active weather fronts and heavy showers, all good for rain scatter, as highlighted by the excellent rain scatter conditions during last week's SHF UKAC contest. Incidentally, the jet stream can still be used for out-of-season sporadic E, particularly for digital modes up to 6 metres or 10 metres for CW or SSB. This unsettled weather lasts through the middle of next week, then there are some diverging opinions from the models. One evolution brings high pressure from the Azores after Wednesday, so there's a chance of Tropo to end the week. Another model output suggests the low pressure remains until the delayed high arrives next weekend. There are, of course, auroral and meteor scatter possibilities to check out, and the autumn is a favoured season for aurora activity. The 8th of October at around 18:30 UTC brings the peak of the Draconids meteor shower, with a respectable ZHR of 10 expected. Every now and again, the Draconids produce spectacular storms and huge outbursts, as in 2011 when the ZHR was 300. This is unlikely this year, as the shower's parent comet, 221P, Giacobino-Zinna, made its closest approach to the Sun in September 2018. Moon declination is positive until Wednesday. The EMF path losses are at their lowest with perigee on Friday. There's DX interest with the SV5/HB9COG de-expedition to Rhodes, still active until Tuesday. And that's it from the propagation team this week. And that's all from me too, until next week.